Welcome to the scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I am talking to Jackie Allen, an artist in all types of different mediums. Jackie, how did you develop an interest in art and kind of get started?
All right. So whenever I was younger, I was in high school and junior high level. We all had to wear uniforms and I hated sticking in with the crowd. So I started off by painting my shoes, and from then on, I created this huge idea of everyone painting their shoes, and so I was self-taught, and now I've gone bigger and better.
Oh, that's so fun. Like Chuck Taylor's, or because I'm picturing like Converse All-Stars.
Yes, Chuck Taylor's. So back whenever I was in junior high, they had the ones that went up to your knees, and that was like the newest shoe.
Oh my God, yeah, I remember those.
Brand new. And so First, I started with a Sharpie, and then I was like, this kind of looks kind of funny, but I'm going to paint it. And it was a hit. And now I'm pursuing my dreams in painting. So
that is so much fun. So you're self-taught. Did you take classes in school, or did you just kind of learn as you went?
YouTube was my best friend for the most part. But in school, I was in art, and like I was like top of the class art, and I always won awards. And so I kind of pushed myself to – I always push myself, so I wanted to continue to work harder.
And then, so I know you do a lot of painting, and that's actually how I found you to ask you to be on the show. Is I think someone was asking about murals in Cookeville or something. So how many murals have you done? Like, do you really like doing that? Because that's grand scale, and I know a lot of people like to focus on smaller.
Oh yes. So my whole painting career, I've done 12 total. For Cookeville, the Cookeville area, I want to say I've done six, maybe. I believe it's five or six. But my major ones that I get a lot of people that see are in Livingston, the American flag. It's like huge American flag on the side of Puckett's furniture.
Yep.
And then I've done a mural on Napa, Cookeville, and one for Napa and Baxter. Those are my three main spots that people really notice them.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. How did you decide that was something you wanted to do?
So whenever I started with shoes, I would do like mini portraits. Like I've done a Billie Eilish portrait, and I've always wanted to get bigger, bigger, and bigger. And I love the mathematics, or like the science behind laying something from a small thing to a big thing. So I just pushed myself to imagine it bigger. So it's kind of weird. If you've seen The Good Doctor, like, you know how he like sits there and he thinks about whatever he sees. And then that's how I sit and sit there and look at like a blank wall, and I envision it and then just go for it.
That's really cool. I remember doing something, I guess, kind of similar in like middle school. We had to draw a map of the world, and we had to make it as realistic as possible. And our teacher had us go literally like draw 1-inch squares and go inch by inch. And at the time, it was the biggest pain in my life. But looking back, I'm like, that was really an artist way to look at something to try and like get the dimensions right and everything. So that's really cool. So I know you do the murals. What else do you like painting? What other kind of art are you working on, or do you really love?
I really, really love the shoe painting. I love murals probably about second, but the shoe painting is my number one thing since I've been doing it for so long. And whenever I got into Cookeville, it's really hit off in Cookeville in the mural area. But it's pretty much, I like to do anything. So right now I'm working on oil painting and like tattooing, so I can like broaden my horizons.
Very fun.
So I love to just try all sorts of kind of different things.
I love that, because it's like we always want to keep growing. We always want to keep challenging ourselves. So like tattooing, though, that is fun. I love that.
Oh, yeah. My husband doesn't. But
So are you working on like just designing them, or actually like learning how to tattoo?
Oh, yes. Designing and learning how to tattoo. So my husband, unfortunately, is my guinea pig, and somewhat of some like fake skin. But I've always designed like tattoo designs. But my husband, I tattoo him, unfortunately. But he likes it.
And I'm sure at some point, you know, you'll move on to someone else for that.
Yeah.
And give his poor little skin a break.
Yeah.
We'll be right back on the scene with more with Jackie Allen.
That rare 45 from the 1960s?
The one you wore out on your record player.
Search for the rare at Harper's.
That classic story of intrigue and mystery.
The book you can't put down.
Get a scare.
Or romance in the air.
At Harper's.
The hub for anything and everything creative.
Harper's rare books and collectibles.
If it's rare.
If it's groovy.
If it's one of a kind.
You just might find it at Harper's.
Just down from the depot in Cookeville's historic West Side.
The kind of place that's much less store and much more about the search.
Stroll, look, sit a spell.
Hang out, soak in the unique and the rare.
But be warned.
You just may be late getting back to work.
It's new every time you walk through the doors.
Harper's rare books and collectibles. 41 West Broad Street, Cookeville.
A one-of-a-kind book, collectible records, and unique treasures.
The community's hub for all things creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Cookeville's historic West Side.
Welcome back to the scene. I'm talking to Cookeville artist Jackie Allen today. Jackie, you are working on lots of different things at all times, it sounds like. What are you currently working on?
I'm currently working on the tattoo thing, but I also just picked up from one of my friends painting like a live wedding paintings.
Oh,
so that is a lot of fun. And I'm working on perfecting it. It's taken me a while because this is my first live painting. So it's taken me a while to get confident in it, but I'm definitely working on the challenge with that. So that's something that I want to continue to do too, like during the weekends for weddings. So
those are so cool. Mm-hmm. I saw a couple of them done when Storyteller House for the Arts opened up their grand opening. They had some live painters in, and I was just like blown away because my eyes don't move that fast, my brain doesn't work that fast. Right. So the fact that you're doing that, that's really incredible. And like, what an amazing gift to have for someone at their wedding
forever definitely.
So for that, I guess you're kind of just like painting as you see the scene unfold. But for your other projects, like how do you kind of get started on what you're working on, whether it's murals, tattoo design, shoes, whatever?
For murals, I start with like if somebody gives me a concept, like they want this, this, and this in a picture, then I take all their ideas and I put it into one big picture and kind of add my own little twist to it. For example, a lady from Rivercliff, a wedding venue, she said she wanted big old flowers, floral, and then their name. And so I mocked it up for her. I kind of drew, she said whimsical, so I did light colors. And then I added, like, on all my pieces, there's always a lucky symbol inside of it. So I put, cool, like, a ladybug on hers, and there's, like, seven flowers or something like that. So I always think of something lucky to put into something. And just kind of let my brain free roam. And then I give them several ideas and then they choose from it. And then we go.
I love that. And I always love like venues and things like that that have a mural in them because everyone wants that selfie spot. Like everyone wants somewhere where they can get a good picture.
For sure.
Like the Monarch in Baxter has in their ladies' bathroom, they have this flamingo wallpaper and it's gorgeous and I want to go just to do a selfie there.
Yes.
So now I want to go to Rivercliff just to do a selfie in front of your mural.
Definitely.
There.
There's actually a good selfie spot in Cummins Falls that they're the little shack before you go into Cummins Falls. There's a stick that I painted. It has like a marshmallow burning on it. So you can act like you're roasting a marshmallow by the camper and stuff.
Oh, that's so cool.
Really cute.
Okay. Well, I'll have to check that out next time I'm there. So I guess part of what you're doing, you kind of get ideas from what people are asking for. But where else are you drawing inspiration, especially on things that you're doing just for yourself?
For inspiration, I definitely think of what is going to make somebody smile. No matter what, I always want to make somebody smile, whether it's like a happy color like yellow, like I'll use a yellow background or something. But mostly because murals last forever. Shoes last as long as you take care of them. They'll last a really long time, right? So I always think, like, if these people put some their shoes on or they pass by the mural, is that going to make them smile? So, like, if my kids grow older and they pass by the American flag mural, they're going to be like, wow, Mom painted that. And that, man, everybody needs, like, a breath of freedom when they pass by it or something that makes everybody smile at least once a day.
I love that. So clearly that's what you're hoping people are getting from your work is just that sense of joy.
Yes, definitely. And art is taken in so many different ways. So it's really Like, I can paint something and somebody can take it a totally different way. Even if it's just a cardinal, somebody be like, wow, that means like a sign of my grandmother who's watching over me. So I love how art is just the conception of the viewer. So that's my favorite.
I always like seeing that because, yeah. And then there's so many people who talk about like art should be political. Art should mean something. And I'm like, sometimes the meaning you need to get out of it is just happy.
Yes.
Like, and that's okay.
Exactly.
And like with photography, I want people to be like, oh, that's beautiful. Oh, that takes me back to going there with my grandma or where I got engaged. So definitely. Like having kind of like the same thing, like they go by the mural and they're like, oh, I did a selfie there.
Right, right. That's a happy time in my life. That's always what I try to inspire. And that's my thought in the process. So
I love that so much. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Jackie Allen. You're back on the scene, and I'm here today with Jackie Allen, a painter, muralist, shoe painter, tattoo artist, just about everything. Curious, who are some of your favorite artists? And that can be any kind of art, local, non-local.
Oh, man, art. I love art so much. Like we talked about earlier, the concept of it. My favorite is I'd have to narrow it down to one. Her name is Callie Hillwood. She's in the UK and she's like a hyper realism painter. She paints jackets and shoes and everything. And she just recently finished an Ariana Grande jacket. And it is
cool.
Stunning, like amazing. I never thought anybody could paint like that. But like hyper realism on a texture like that is super hard. So she's my favorite.
I would imagine like anytime I see that, like really, really hyper realism is already so incredible because like, I can barely draw a circle. Like I can draw a circle or I can draw a straight line, but not both at the same time, you know? So anytime I can see something where someone clearly has that talent, it's just amazing to me.
Definitely.
So you're from West Texas originally.
Yes, I'm originally from Odessa, Texas. So where Friday Night Lights is the high school that I graduated from.
Oh, that's one of my favorite shows. I love it so much.
Yes.
So you've been here about 3 years now
in
the Cookeville area.
Yes, ma'am.
How do you find the environment here for artists is different than West Texas?
I would say different from where I'm from because the artists are so embraced here, so embraced, like definitely in the Cookeville area with the art jam and everybody and even you reaching out to artists. We don't have where it's not normal like that where I'm from. So it's definitely like a breath of fresh air because an artist is who wants to thrive in West Texas really has to go to like Dallas or Austin or somewhere. So a smaller city to see like art being pursued everywhere is great and just awesome, in my opinion.
We do have such a huge community for it. And it's not just the art community. It's the Cookeville and Upper Cumberland community in general really embraces its makers and artists and wants to support local, which I always love to see. How do you think having this environment around you has helped you or maybe influenced what you're doing?
Having the environment, like, Cookeville is so supportive of what's going on, like with the tornadoes, COVID. I've had people reach out to me like after COVID really hit, they said, we want like a nurse mural or something to happen. So the support makes me like pursue what I want to more. And it also shows like they want like a hyper-realism one, I can focus on that more and then give me different challenges. So I think that's really great. And a lot of people in Cookeville have what they want in mind and they're oh so open to like different ideas. As long as you stick around their idea, Cookeville is so super nice and they know how to like fix their ideas and stuff in a way that makes it look beautiful.
I love that. And it also just, it gives you so much more opportunity that you maybe wouldn't have had if you'd stayed in Odessa.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I definitely wouldn't be where I am right now as a muralist without leaving my comfort zone.
So what's coming up next for you? Obviously, you're working on the tattooing. Do you have any murals planned or any just like work you're doing just for yourself?
The tattoo thing is what I've got coming up. Other than the tattoo and pretty much the weddings that I'm kind of dabbling in, That's it for right now. Nothing too big. I've been kind of waiting. I'm supposed to next year maybe get a mural in Baxter that's all about Baxter, like the bees, Tennessee, and where it's located. So that one's going to be really awesome. But I've already got the sketch for that one. So I'm just waiting to pull the trigger on that one. And that one will be my next big mural.
That sounds fantastic. And if people want to find you, book you, ask you about painting some shoes for them, how do they get a hold of you? How do they find you?
My Facebook business page is J3PO Artistry, and also my Instagram is that as well. I've kind of started a TikTok, but I haven't really hopped on the TikTok train yet because I'm so off of social media sometimes. It's hard for me to get onto it. But you can definitely see some of my artwork on either of those, and message me and let me know what your ideas are on those as well.
Sounds great. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much.